From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian.
Top to bottom, the 2016 election was a disaster for Missouri Democrats. Republicans came out of that campaign holding 6 of our 8 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, 5 of the 6 statewide offices based in Jefferson City, and overwhelming margins of 117 to 46 state representatives and 26 to 8 state senators. Only U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and State Auditor Nicole Galloway, neither of whom was on the ballot last November, kept statewide offices in Democratic hands. Even Boone County, an island of blue in a state turned red, elected a Republican state senator and put a Republican on the county commission. That was the context for last Friday's appearance before the Muleskinners, diehard Democratic true believers, of the new chairman of the state party. Steve Weber was still licking the wounds of his own loss to Caleb Rowden for the state Senate seat when Senator McCaskill called and, as he recounted, told him, "It's time to get to work." The work is nothing less than rebuilding the state Democratic Party. Though his attitude was relentlessly upbeat, it struck me that the bleak reality he described and the bottom-up reconstruction just getting underway must at times remind him at least a bit of his 2 tours in war-torn Iraq as a U.S. Marine. Regular readers know that I'm a Democrat myself, by heritage and inclination. I voted for a lot more losers than winners last fall, including both Weber and then-Secretary of State Jason Kander, who outpolled most Democrats but still lost to U.S. Senator Roy Blunt. Kander, like Weber, a lawyer in his 30s who has won before losing, is helping with the Democratic rebuild on a national level with his Let America Vote effort to remove obstacles to voting and encourage electoral participation. Looking toward 2018 and beyond, Chairman Weber is pushing a 4-part plan. First, he wants the party to work more effectively with interest groups such as civil rights and women's organizations and labor unions to tighten alliances and multiply strengths. Second, he wants to create grassroots Democratic clubs, using social media online tools to put pressure on Republicans at all levels. He has hired a specialist in online communication. Third, he wants to recruit strong candidates and more of them. He lamented, for example, that 70 legislative races were uncontested by his party last year. The absence of Democratic candidates, he pointed out, encourages independents to become Republicans. And fourth, he understands that the Democratic Party needs clearer definition. Just what does it mean to be a Democrat these days? Weber wants his party to be a standalone force, not just an adjunct to candidates, and not visible only in even-numbered years. The good news, he told a crowd eager to hear any good news, is that the presidency of Donald Trump is a great motivational tool and recruiting aid for Democrats in Missouri as elsewhere. But in Missouri, at least, the reality for the Democratic Party, he emphasized, is that it's a rebuild. The standing applause that rewarded him suggested that his listeners were ready to get to work. My own thought, as he concluded, was that we're likely to see his name and Jason Kander's on a ballot again before too long. Democrats have to hope that the platform he's constructing will be a stronger one for them to stand on. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his weekly opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA.